service.
Yes, I did.
They were getting it.
He's in the parking the car.
Oh. Love. Yeah, that. Plan for wasting time. Now, the material world means we have got different devices for wasting time, not for utilizing time. Is it correct?
It is considered one of our major problems. Leisure time. People are having more time on their hands and they do not know what to do with it. So the government, they're scratching their heads inventing things for people to waste their time.
This is difficult. Nothing you do is hard for the thing in this way. Because the rascals, they do not know how to utilize time. Where is the aim of life? Where you have to go? These things they are not. So they must rest them. So it is this. That's a child. He was this time, so it is the duty of his parents, guardian, to grow, I will say, synchronize his activities so that he may not waste his time. It is the duty of the guardians. Similarly, these last guys, they are wasting time. You have to engage them in Krishna consciousness. Then their time is utilized.
Master and Poland wasn't any fuel Sundays and the people could go outside with the cars. And then the statistics say that the fight between the family increased so much. The police went, they went to the house to just to separate the people because they were fighting so much because they didn't have where to go on Sundays.
Let's see. It has become a problem, eh? To remain at home.
The society, says the Prabhupada, it were training up brahminical qualities. But in the people in general, how can we engage them also in Krishna consciousness? How can we provide them a means to use their leisure time to perfect their lives?
Chant Hare Krishna. Is it very difficult?
To get them to do it is difficult.
Yes, it's called in our temple, we practice. Our society is the most important society. We can teach people how to utilize time properly and be perfect.
Well, you utilize your time, Srila Prabhupada. Every second is engaged in Krishna service. And our advanced God brothers, they've also learned this art. But the vast majority of us, we haven't quite got the hang of it yet.
It is practice. As by practicing, you become a first-class drunkard. Simply, by practicing, you can become a first-class Krishna conscious. It is the good. Abhyas is Yoga Jukti, no Sri Krishna, Anandagana. Abhyas, practice. In association, the practice is very easily done. Just like you are saying, that you are engaged. So, by association, you can learn it. The association is very important.
Robert, you're very, very regulated, almost down to the minute of your activity. This is also a big help in utilizing time?
Yes. Apatthakaratam, direction. This should be our aim. Not a single moment is wasted. If you try that, how I am wasting my time, then you will utilize it. You should always remember, not a single moment should be wasted. That is advised by Rupa Goswami. Abhattha-kala. Abhattha means spoil. Abhattha means not spoil. Abhattha-kala. But you should be always conscious that I am not wasting my time. And then the Shankar always sees the bums, they also reflect that they want to see that not a moment is wasted without drinking. Yes, they actually do that. They want to drink only 24 hours. As soon as the bottle is filled, they are finding somebody who will pay $1 and purchase another small bottle. They are doing only this.
The holy name and devotional service. You want us to be drunkards on the holy name and be like those.
Yes. Yes. There is eight kinds of transcendental transformation.
Play tennis and the lazy fool if they play golf.
Very dangerous. And the active fool.
Indicated by Sri Krishna that when we approach a bona fide spiritual master, our relationship is twofold. We render service and then we also make inquiries.
Yes.
Now, you have answered all our inquiries so thoroughly in our book. To make inquiries at this point seems like you've already answered all the questions. So how may we, or what is the proper relationship at that point to make inquiries?
Why I'm working so hard to read the books. Don't find them in the classes.
Who should
come? Sutta Kirti.
Yesterday he was married.
Oh,
he went to absolutely. We tried yesterday to convince him, but we're not.
He said he's married. Yes. Well, he's saying that one who is married, he's an empty, and he's not married, he's also an empty. Is it not? One was married, and he's saying, why did I marry? And that was empty. He's an empty. And who is not married, oh, why did I accept? I would have been happy. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya jo na khaya abhi. That is Hindi. It is just like Dilli ka laddu. One who has eaten, he is also an empty. And who has not eaten, he is also an empty. Tripanta nahi hapte, that is said in Sanskrit. Tripanta nahi hapte pada bahut swabhav. Vipana, by one sex life, he gets some children, and as soon as there is child, there is suffering. The child is suffering and the parents are suffering to take care. So, again he begins another child. Therefore it is a tippante neha kripana bahudukka bhaja. Behind that child producing, there is so much difficulty and trouble. He knows that, but he ain't doing something. Dipanta ne hapripuna bahudukkava. Therefore, a sane person Pandutiva Manasi is a bhira. That's for one who is bhira. One has become sober. He tolerates the sensations, eating senses. It is upper eating senses. So one who can tolerate the eating senses, he says so much stuff. But one cannot. Either illicit or legitimate. It is come. Janamai Islam, that is the only happiness in this material world. That is the only happiness. Janamai Punarit Nihami Isukham. One who wants to remain in this material world, his only happiness is sexual. He has no other happiness. Janamai Punarit Nihami Isukham Tucham, and that is very abominable. Tucham happiness. That is his happiness. But they cannot understand. Tandriyamina parayo riho dukkha dukkha. Eating between the two hands. It produces so many bad results. But this is not satisfied. All right, I've done one, that's all right. One children is all right. One or two. But no. Then Kata said to him, have all said so many things. But Maya is so strong. In Hindus, yes, do this. I think it's that. Becoming master of the dog, he has become servant of
it.
Yes. Yes, yes. And keeps the dog to give him protection when he will be attacked by somebody. But to wait for that time, he has to give 24 hours service to the dog.
Everything looks brand new, looks very different.
But this is the first time we've gone this direction. Everything looks different. It looks like a totally different place.
This is material life. We're rounding sometimes this way, sometimes that way. And we're thinking me. Ayurupe Brahmanna Bhamite Kona. In this way you are wandering. All over the universe. Find out something new. But there is nothing new. Everything is old. Living entities offer change of the body. When you become fatigued, this life is so troublesome, so old man, generally think like that. So he has to change. Another new body is carried. Since body is taken care, he thinks now, I am so comfortable life. And again becomes old, disgusted. So it cannot live disgusting. The Krishna is so tired. All right, change body. Punap punachar yudhacharana. Chewing the tooth. The business is the same. But changing body, he gets some relief. Just like this man. The business is a wasting time. By changing, wasting time at home, come to the golf club. That's all. The business is the same, wasting time. Either here or there. In so much facilities. Sometimes our life will become tree, our life will become a serpent, our life will become a demigod, our life will become a human being, our life will become a king, and will become a cobbler, we go to the heavenly planet, go to the hellish planet. Variety is there. Krishna is so kind that it changes varieties, atmosphere of life. But he is backed up in this material world. That freedom. He is asking for freedom, but he does not know. The freedom is at the shelter of Krishna. That he will not accept. Therefore, Krishna has added so many varieties. And this just the Mayavadi, they want to make the varieties, variety less, nirvishesh. And the Buddhists, they want to make it zero. But that is also not possible. He may remain zero for some time. Again, he will want variety. The big, big Mayavadi sannyasi, they preach so much Brahma Sutta Javan Mitra. But again, they come to the political world, social world. They simply remain as Brahma, I am Brahma. They cannot remain for many days. Then we have to accept this material varieties. Variety is the mother of sannyasa. So, therefore, our proposition is come to the real variety, Krishna consciousness. Then your life will be successful.
Not only misunderstand the nature of the Absolute, they misunderstand the function of the jiva.
When one misunderstands, he misunderstands everything. One who commits mistake, he can't even commit mistake in so many ways. They want to merge into the Absolute, they think that there is no variety. To avoid this variety. Just like sometimes one is suffering from some disease, he commits suicide. He thinks, I am suffering, if I commit suicide, then everything will be stopped. But he does not know that by committing suicide, he will increase. Another setup. Varieties of miserable conditions. We become ghost. And becoming ghost, we cannot enjoy anything. Grossly, a subtle body will create distance. Therefore, ghost creates distance. We have got gross body to enjoy. The ghostly haunt. Therefore, male ghost haunts over woman. Woman ghost haunts over man. You know that? Oh, it's so happened. Ghostly haunted.
The New York Temple, they had a ghost upstairs.
Huh?
The New York Temple in Brooklyn. This was the old house, which was used by nuns. And the upstairs floor, on the complete top, there used to be some nuns which were dying there, very old nuns. When they moved in the temple, there was ghosts. Still, there is there. There's one room. It still comes.
Comes?
Yes, the ghost comes from there. They chant and put incense.
I said, but she doesn't go out. That's not very hard.
They don't let anyone sleep in that room.
Everyone
is haunted. There's many people seeing the ghost.
Many devotees.
But ghosts cannot remain while they're chanting of it. All collections should be placed in Vrindavan. I said personality is super bright. So bring all collection to me.
When we go to India.
Yes. Where is that in?
The rose bowl.
He was the star, said he had the stickers, but we'll have to get them from him.
This is human life. The child's make of child. Weakness. Again, death or deathlessness. Stop death from you. This is him. Because me, Jainis, yogis, they are trying for death. There will be death. But for the bhaktas, devotees, there is deathlessness. Punat janma jaya, for conquering death, birth. Rascal, civilized man, does not know what is his next life, how that can be solved. Nothing else. The scholars of Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand. So powerful. They do not understand. But these things are there in Bhagavad Gita. They do not understand, they say, what is this?
Not enjoy so much in this life, they worry more about the next life.
Huh?
When people realize they cannot enjoy so much in this life, they worry more about what is going to happen to them in the next life.
So why does it do that at all? What is the next life?
They don't know.
They make a jiva, therefore closing there. There is no next life. Finish. There is no next life. In that way they are satisfied. This life, the rabbit, there is danger, enemy, he closes his eyes. He thinks there is no danger. So these rascals are like that. Because they cannot accommodate that this life is so troublesome. Again, next life. So that they can realize. Next life means again troublesome. That is because sometimes commit suicide. The thing that after suicide it will be zero, so no trouble. These are all ignorance.
Psychology, that's called repression. In psychology, it's called repression. Taking something which is a fact but refusing to believe it. Pushing it out of your mind, repressing it. There is a philosophy called Stoicism. They believe that this life is meant to suffer. So they should just become very spirity to suffer a great deal.
To study or not study, you have to suffer. How can I say? By becoming study...
Stoic.
What is that?
The philosophy, a school of philosophy. Stoic.
Stoic. Oh, yes. What is your conclusion?
Yes. The world is very is full of suffering,
yes.
So they become very sturdy to bear the suffering.
Emotionally. So, one who can suffer without any protest, he first was me. That means you do not know how to stop suffering.
Yeah.
Here is one class. They are trying to become very strong to tolerate suffering. And other class they are making everything zero.
Mm-hmm.
There is no posture of not suffering, but making zero. No suffering, not neither suffering. Suffering or not, both of them abolished, dismissed. This philosophy is that suffering cannot be dismissed, therefore you be strong to tolerate it. And other philosophers say, there is suffering, so make it zero. But both of them have no information that there is real life where there is no suffering. Still there is life. But that is Krishna consciousness. There is life, but no suffering.
They are like owls.
Yes. Authentic dukkha nivritti. Ultimately, a stop of all sufferings. This is Krishna consciousness. Anandamaya dharana, simply ananda. That's it. With Krishna, rasa dance. Supposing if there is such light, dancing, sitting, and chanting, no suffering, anybody will deny that? Is there any such school?
Yeah, they all deny.
Huh?
They deny. It's like a purity.
Deny, I accept that is different. Suppose there is such light, where you can simply dance, eat, and live eternally. Happy life. Would you not like to accept it?
Yes. Of course, anyone would.
Huh?
Anyone would like to accept it.
That would be.
They think no such thing would
be. They think, may think. But it is theoretical. Suppose in there is such life. So would you not accept it? You may believe, not believe, that is another chapter. First of all, this is our proposition. That there is a life like this. Would you like? Who is saying no? Everyone says yes, I like. It is a question of understanding. There is such life. But because he is disappointed, being cheated, he thinks here is also another cheating. Yes. Therefore, Krishna consciousness preaching means to convince them that there is life like this. That is good.
What will convince them that it's simply just not another cheating?
Huh?
What is the thing that will convince them that it's just simply not another cheating?
Yes. It is not cheating, in fact.
So what will convince them of that? What qualities?
You see, example, you are chanting, dancing, anything nicely. What do you have to do? You are simply talking nonsense. There is no peace in your life. And see our devotees in Krishna consciousness. This is the proof, practical proof.
Practical proof that they cannot get purified, even though they have big
bones. No, purified message, you come with us, you'll be purified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Krishna valo sangle chalo. Ehi matra vichate. You don't want anything from me. I shall give you eating, I shall give you everything. You simply come with me and chant. This is our problem. We don't say that you do this, do that, you don't do anything. Simply come with us and chant.
Like the Catholic Church, in different places around the world, they feed the people. But we not only feed them, but give them chanting and dancing,
yes,
they'll accept it as superior.
Yes.
see that happening very practically at Spiritual Sky. Many big businessmen, they come and they see how these boys are making money, and yet they are singing and dancing all the time.
Respect. Therefore, in India, we are considered as the richest community. There was a question in Parliament. So I found this Krishna consciousness movement. They get their money. And the Parliament to reply, home member, that they get money by distributing the service. This was the reply. This is recorded in Parliament, Indian Parliament. So if you simply push on our literature, where our movement is going, you must know. It is really going forward. And there is no scarcity. You get everything. Never ask, they inquire. Is it not? That you are living so happily, where do you get money? The store keepers, they inquire. Yes. Yeah, all these people enjoy life without earning, without working hard. Whole Bombay is surprised when he purchased this land.
Yeah.
So much fighting was there. Immediately I went and purchased everything, stopped. They are surprised. This man, you know, there are two very stubborn parties,
yes,
who are cheated.
Kerala,
he advanced 51,000 as advance when there was Kosra settlement. So he came. He wanted that he could give me 3 lakhs. Then I compromised. So I was prepared to pay. So that Mr. Ganatra, mayor, I induced him just to make settlement. Then down he came, 2,25,000. Then asked Mr. Nair, Mrs. Nair, now you'll pay this, where I've got some, if he takes all money, then what shall I get? Then I have to settle with her, how much he'll pay? So she came from 1 lakh to 1,40,000. What is the balance?
60, 85.
85. So I said, yes, I will pay. Sorry. The parents, I will pay. 85. The other man, it is called Ratna Pari. He, met Halal and this. I pay to make sure I have to pay. That is also plan. So, the black money was paid in this way. That the money was counted and it was put in a handbag and it was locked by him. So the key was with him and the bag was with me. As soon as court accepted the agreement, then I take this bag. Then again, this Ratna Pari, he first of all proposed 20,000 to sell that house. Then when I went there, he knew that he's settling at any cost. He said, now that 20,000 was proposed formally, now things have gone very hard, I cannot sell. So he knows that we are eager to purchase. Then I said, then what do you want to do? Now you want 30,000. All right, yes, take it. I did not ask. In this way, I said, And our Giriraj's father appreciated that it is better a bad settlement than the prolonged case.
Mm.
Mm. So I took this policy. Bad, it is bad settlement from 20,000 to 30,000. Settle. I gave me 85,000. But one thing I gave, that by cancelling the agreement, their proposal was that increase the price 20 lakhs from 14 lakhs.
Mm.
That was the arrangement between the attorneys. To cancel the agreement and take 20 lakhs from me, and the balance will be divided by amongst them. That was it. So, that is the 20 lakhs I satisfied Mrs. Nair by 14 lakhs to 2. The accounting that certainly had 17 lakhs. But by Christmas Day, I was able to settle at 14 lakhs 50 thousand.
You were able to convince her to settle for
yes.
With white?
Huh?
Oh, yes, yeah, with yes. White.
14 lakhs 50 thousand white.
Must have been very surprised to receive the money, such a large payment.
Yes. Only 10 lakhs.
Yeah.
And Paranda said, how much is that?
Excuse me, Prabhupada?
What did he say?
10,000,
20,000. That was not 2 lakhs, now it is. 8 would be about 1,60,000. Then we had about 3 lakhs. This year, somehow or other, we paid him more than 16 lakhs. That's why it doesn't.
For Krishna, anything can
be. You have to be paid 14 lakhs 50 thousand, then stamp duty 2 lakhs 60 thousand or 6 thousand. Then registration fee. Oh, it was very
expensive. At the end of this month, the United States will be destroyed by the comet, the Kahutek comet.
Yes. Yes. Demonic principles will be destroyed. They will take to Krishna consciousness.
Oh,
ah,
nice.
Let's go.
What do they say after destruction, then what is next?
They all moved to Mexico and Canada, so they wouldn't be in the way of the destruction. They don't know what's going to happen after that.
So at the time of Vendya, they go out. Very good.
Lord Jesus came to save his fallen soul.
Yeah.
They're all running away.
That's so good, Krishna. That at the time of Vendya, they're all going out to Canada. They say, afraid of death.
Yes.
Even though they are preaching themselves, priests, they are also the same common man, afraid of death. And we people keep to Krishna consciousness, we are not afraid of death. But then going from one place to another, that's all. Going home, nobody becomes afraid going back to home. He becomes pleased. You have our test. There is no test. Be sure. If we simply practice this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, no more test. Finish this. This is a fact. Or do something for Krishna. Don't waste time, single moment. Then you are no more death. Because this is deathless condition. And changing of the body, that is momentary.
So our service is deathless.
Yes. This is deathless.
If we stop,
meet or not, kill us both. Or you have got anything to say? This is deathlessness.
Because the soul is acting.
Look,
it may start raining a bit, Prabhupada. We may cut over here.
All right.
I can bring the car over.
No, no. What is that? We shall not die. Hey, this is pleasant. Vishwam Purnam Sukhaya. For a devotee, everything is very happy. There is not unhappy. There is any condition. There is Vishwam Purnam Sukhaya. For non-devotees, everything is a problem. And for devotees, everything is happening. That is the difference. This is fact. This is not imaginary. Krishna says, Ahantam sarva-papi bhamma-kusha. The suffering is due to sinful activities. The devotee is not acting sinfully. He is fully surrendered.